Well, a lot of stuff this morning. I just want to add to the announcement. Everybody got one of these cards in their bulletin. And you could fold it. There's a perforation. You could fold it and keep the bottom part. And it has the website on there, the equipping portal. So, you know, 2 weeks is not really a long time to equip everybody on how to effectively reach the lost. And there's an opportunity on here also to sow into the gates of Zion and help to accomplish what the Lord has called me to do, which is really traveling to different congregations and spending quality time in order to sort of turn the cruise ship into a fishing boat. I spoke about this earlier, that all of the messianic congregations in the first century Israel were like fishing boats. And we've sort of lost our way, and it's time to get back to becoming fishers of men, to loving those who are lost. And it's a big job to turn this around. So I'd like you to participate and pray. You know, take a look at the card, and you can contribute monthly as the Lord inspires, and help make this happen. So there are a whole bunch of things moving forward that God is using. One is a website for Jewish people, and it's going to be called theforbiddenbook.net. The forbidden book being the New Testament. I don't know if you realize this, but although we're not taught not to read the New Testament, if you're Jewish, you just know you're not supposed to read it. But when Jewish people read the New Testament, the words of Yeshua, the story of his life, many wind up falling in love with him. So I believe that's going to be a powerful tool, and you could be praying and sow into that as well as the Spirit leads, because he is going to make the Word of God take place, which is all Israel is going to be saved, and the gospel is going to be preached to the ends of the earth, and the end will come. And we're called to be part of that. So I want you to shift now from the bar mitzvah, which is beautiful, but to realize that the youth are the ones who are going to carry the presence of God and the mandate to make Israel a light to the nations once again, and to finish the job that started in first century Israel. So I want to pray right now that God speaks, because I believe, I don't think I need to pray that God is going to speak, but that we hear, because he is speaking. So Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you right now to open our ears, open our hearts, that we may hear your voice. That we may hear your voice, that we may follow you with a whole heart. Father, I pray that you begin right now to awaken your sons and daughters in this place, in this building. That you awaken us, Father, to the hour, to the time that is among us. That your voice would resound and speak into our spirits, into the inner man, that we may know your voice, that we may obey your voice. In the name of Yeshua, the King of glory, the mighty one of Israel, the son of David, the root of Jesse, the lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank you that you are here right now, because you say when two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Lord God, we know that the resurrected Messiah is here right now at this moment. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We ask you to motivate us, to speak to us, and to speak into our hearts and to change what needs to be changed. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. How many of you were here last week? Raise your hand. Well, I thought it was a powerful time, and I was pretty amazed at everybody. There was not one person who didn't confess that they had coldness in their hearts, that they were willing to ask God. They wanted forgiveness, if you remember. Everyone stood up. Everyone received forgiveness because no matter how we fail, there is no condemnation for those who are in the Messiah. And that is a beautiful thing, that he doesn't condemn us, but he corrects us as a father does his son. If we are legitimately his children, if we have been born of the Spirit and we're in the kingdom of God, we're part of his family, as a father, he disciplines us. He disciplines his children because he loves us. And so last week, everyone did seem to be convicted of the Spirit, and everyone proclaimed, Hineni, which in Hebrew means, here I am, send me. And there was a little bit of an instruction to put your name, in a sense, to put your money where your mouth is, and not only to go through the motion of standing and asking for forgiveness, or even proclaiming that you are saying before God, Hineni, here I am, send me, but to say, yes, I am going to follow through and be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. And we've had a great week, but there were only 40 that signed up. And so in the same way that the Lord healed 10 with leprosy, only one returned to give thanks. And the Lord said, where are the rest? And I want to speak to you from the heart. Where are the rest of you? Where are the before God? You know, this is I was talking to Rabbi Cal about this, that in the New Covenant congregations, there is less of a understanding that we are commanded and have a huge responsibility before God, and that the Lord was not a harsh lawgiver in the Hebrew scriptures, and he became mild and nice in the new. Actually, there are more commandments, stronger commandments in the new covenant. In the law of Moses, it says, do not murder. But Yeshua brought the heart of God and said, you shall not be angry or hate your brother. Or in the Old Covenant, it says, you shall not commit adultery. And Yeshua said, it's not only about committing the act of adultery, but it's lusting in your heart. So there is a deeper, more powerful commandment. And so before God, when we proclaim we're going to do something, he says, do not neglect to pay what you vow, that God takes no pleasure in fools. He says, if you hear my word and you do not do it, that you're deceived. And he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I just want you to have an open heart now, because the entire body of Messiah, I have been traveling for the past number of years, and in Israel, they are in a deep sleep. The word of God says, come out from among her. You do not want to be asleep. You do not want to be asleep and the day of the Lord come like a thief in the night. We are not sons and daughters of the night. We are of the day, and we are not to sleep, but we are to be watching and waiting and on participating, for the return of the Lord is going to depend on our being obedient and hastening the day of his coming, because he desires none to perish. Holy Spirit, I ask you to speak to every heart now. Lord God, and we thank you, Father, that we are not illegitimate. We are not illegitimate, but we are those who are your sons and daughters. Do not merely talk the talk. Those days have got to end. You must love not in word and speech, but in deed and in truth. Enter the narrow gate, not the gate that is wide, where the way is easy, and the gate is narrow, where the way is hard, but leads to life. Not the wide, easy gate that leads to destruction and death. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. How can you say, and I'm speaking, I'm not trying to be personal. This is for everyone, including myself. How can we ever say that here I am, send me, and so quickly do nothing, making it as you never said it? Do any of us think we can actually get away with lying to God because he's a God of grace? Now, I didn't force anyone to stand up last week, and I'm not condemning anybody. But I could not help but wonder, where was the rest of you? Because it was so clear. There were two people that lied to the Holy Spirit after Yeshua rose from the dead, when the word of God was multiplied and there was joy and power all throughout the streets of Jerusalem. But they lied to the Holy Spirit and they said that some money that they gave, they held it back. They didn't give it. Both of them dropped dead. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And I'm talking about the God of love, the God of mercy, the Yeshua who laid his life down for us. When he returns, he is not coming back as the lamb. He's coming back as a lion. It says that in his eyes are the flame of fire. And there are going to be two things that he's going to say. And one of them is, well done, good and faithful servant. And the other is, depart from me, you evildoer. I never knew you. These are the hard sayings of Yeshua that need to be spoken today, because the body is in a deep sleep. It is time for us to wake up and to do what he's called us to do, to be faithful and wise servants, to enter so that we will enter into his joy. He said, either you are for me or against me. Either you are gathering with me. You are gathering the lost sheep with me. You're gathering the lost of this world with me, or you are scattering them. There is no neutral ground in the kingdom of God. There was a Jewish prophet that sang a song. He said, you've got to serve somebody. Joshua said, choose this day who you will serve. We are not automatically, because we said a prayer at some time in our life, automatically going to be with Yeshua forever. He says, if we don't obey him, it says that the Son, he who obeys the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God will rest upon him. You see, we have been delivered. We have been saved. But it's not a one-time thing. We continue to be saved. We must continue to walk. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And he says, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine. And he wants our light to shine in the darkness. This world is growing very, very dark. If you listen to the news, it is getting scarier. It's like no borders anymore. There is death everywhere. God has called us, it says, in the days of Noah, during the days of Noah, only 8 people were saved. Only 8. And it says, as was the days of Noah, so will be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. It says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he? Will he find you faithful? Will he, when you look at him, will you run to him? And will he say, well done, you were faithful. Enter into the joy of your master. He said, the Son of Man. I mean, it is so clear in Scripture. Thank God that he is merciful and he cleanses us of all unrighteousness. But we cannot walk in a way where we know what is right and fail to do it. For that's sin. It's not only wrongdoing, it's sin. It's knowing the right thing and not doing it. You know, I have notes. I don't even need to look at my notes anymore. This is all over me. It is from the Spirit of God. I am telling you, I'm not the only one that is receiving this. It is the time of God's waking up the body out of love and mercy. And he said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. And as the Father sent me, so I send you. It is not an option. I quoted before, if you don't gather with him, you're scattering. It says those who, if you put your hand to the plow and commit yourself to the work of God and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. These are the things that are not proclaimed in congregation these days. I spoke to my friend Jonathan Burness not long ago from Jewish Voice. And I said, how can we do circle dances? Dancing is great. We need to dance and be exuberant before the Lord. But how can we dance in circles when our own people are on their way to hell? There is a spiritual holocaust among the Jewish people happening right before our eyes. I said it last week. I'm saying it again. And we are barely lifting a finger to stop it. That was the worst thing that ever happened in the history of the world, is the world could have stopped the Nazis from destroying the Jewish people, and the Christians, those who knew God, those who knew the Bible, did absolutely nothing out of a handful who we honor today. But they did nothing to stop the Holocaust. There is a spiritual Holocaust. Yeshua said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There is no other mediator between God and man. There is nobody else that died for mankind, for the Jewish people, or for anyone besides Yeshua. If we do not tell them about him, they are going to a godless eternity, a lake of fire and sulfur forever. How can we allow that? How can we allow that? How can we just be rejoicing about our own salvation and be saying by our actions, let everybody else go to hell? Lord, have mercy. I was thrilled, and so was Rabbi Cal, to see 20 people each night come and want to be equipped and learn. I'll tell you, It was great to see, but where are the rest? Where are you? Where, in other words, at least a phone call. Tell us you, it's too far. Have enough, but we have to put our hands together because God has called us to this. It can't just be a few. Says faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. You can't just come to a building and sing some songs and think that you're serving God. I told you, I think last week I said, the believers in, the disciples in, North Korea. You know what that place is like. Run by a young dictator that has no idea what he's doing. Those who are faithful in that place. Those who are faithful in Saudi Arabia. The country of Mecca and Medina. All these Muslims. There is a growing number of spirit-filled believers, followers, disciples of Yeshua in that country. They pray for us that we get persecuted. They pray that we start getting thrown in jail. Why? Because it says those who live a godly life in the Messiah will be persecuted. But we have to be doing. In other words, we have freedom here in Canada and in America. But we're using our freedom to sleep rather than to do what he's called us to do. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, and the term brother here means your fellow countrymen, your neighbors, mostly those who do not know God. And if you hate your brother, you're a liar, because he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And it's one thing to give your brother, your neighbor, bread that you're getting for free from some bakery. It's a good thing. Most don't even do that. But what about the bread that endures to eternal life? That was purchased at the blood of the Son of the living God. He didn't have to do it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. How can they find out about that unless we tell them? And how could we tell them unless we're sent? That's what's happening here. God is doing it everywhere. God wants to equip you first and then send you to reach those who are perishing and are dying right now without God, without eternal life. time has come to renew our commitment to the one who laid his life down for us. To put our hand to the plow, not look back. To store our treasures in heaven, not on earth. To remember the way is hard that leads to life. To choose this day, who we're going to serve. To remember, if we find our life, we will lose it. But if we lose it for his sake, we'll find it. To deny ourselves and take up our cross, our execution stake, whatever you want to call it. Anyone that hangs on a tree is cursed. He became a curse for us. Will we not become his mouthpiece? To be doers of the word, not hearers only. Build our house on the rock, not on sand. To know we were appointed and chosen to bear fruit, to realize what good is it if we gain the world and lose our souls. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. If we love him, if you love him, you will keep his commandments. The way of man is not in himself. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. But is it his yoke that is upon you? Are you carrying his burden? Do you love those whom he loved? We sang the song. Didn't we sing some words before? Didn't we sing? I'm just going to look it up. I even wrote them down. Break my heart, for what breaks yours? We all sang it. Did you mean it? If you meant it, if God is speaking to you now, this is a time to come before him. And last week, people stood up. I don't know if it was emotional and everything, but I would say this. Now is the time of salvation. Not that we're saved of our sins right now. You've done that before, but you are being saved and set apart for the kingdom of God, for building the kingdom of God, to be obedient to the Messiah and not left, and in no way to be left behind. It says that the righteous are scarcely saved. It's only by the grace of God that we inherit eternal life. I encourage you, do not take your salvation for granted. I want to pray right now, and as I'm praying, I want those of you, and I believe God is speaking to just about everybody here, and I want you not only to stand up, but to come forward and do some business with God and ask him to forgive you and do it quickly because we don't have a lot of time. Father, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, your blood speaks. Your blood is crying out. If you feel that you need to repent over your lukewarmness, he says, if you're lukewarm in me, I'll spit you out of my mouth. But he said, I wish you were hot or cold. If you are willing, he will send his fire right now. And if you want to receive his fire, come up here and pray. And don't be afraid. And don't look at anybody else. Don't look at anybody else. I believe there are many. Almost every one of you need to come up here. Come on, come quickly. There needs to be a move of God where we are made pure and holy. Don't talk to one another. You could get on your knees. There's a carpet here. And just really cry out to God. Father, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy right now. We pray for mercy right now. We pray for mercy right now. Come closer, so everybody, come close, come close, come close. And I'm going to, come close. There's healing power here right now. I really pray right now, if you are sick in your body, give your life to the Lord fully. I know that you've given your life to Him, but fully, I mean all the way, with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, holding back nothing, holding back nothing, holding back nothing, losing. If you feel you have never lost your life for Him, come up here and give your life fully to Him. A lot of pride. There's so much pride. There's so much pride. Where does pride come from? The devil himself. Who are we? We are but dust. We're but dust. And God has decided to elevate us, to be seated with Him in heavenly places. And if we have such a position in Him, We must obey Him. We must obey Him in the name of Yeshua. Repent of anyone that has sin in your life. If there's sin in your life. If you're looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. If you're talking about things you shouldn't be talking about. If you're talking about others behind their back. Talking about others behind their back. How many of you? He says, judge not. Judge not, lest we be judged. Father, I ask you to do a mighty work right now. Do a mighty work right now. Do a mighty work right now in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. We thank you that there is no condemnation for those who are in the Messiah. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Fire from heaven, Father. We pray for the fires. The fire, Lord God, your word says that your servants are flames of fire. We pray, Father God, for at least a doubling of the laborers here at Beit Shekinah. Lord God, that not 40, but there would be even 80 people who said, yes, count me in. Count me in. Count me in. I am going to obey. He doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. Holy Spirit, come right now. 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 Bring conviction where conviction is needed. Brokenness where brokenness is needed. Spirit, you are welcome here to correct us as children. We want to hear, we want to know what needs to change. Change us, Lord God. Purify us. Make us single-minded. Single-minded without doubting. Without doubting. More than anything, all double-mindedness. Heal us of our lack of focus on you and your purpose. reveal the minds of those who are wandering. Because your word says that the way of man is not in himself. We don't have the capability to direct our own steps. Father, we ask you to freshly proclaim him as Lord of your life. Father, renew right now. Renew our minds that we may have the mind of Messiah. The mind of Messiah, who, although he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he took the form of a servant. If he is the servant of all, what about us? What about us? Father, I pray for the Spirit of Adonai, the Spirit, the broken heart of the Messiah, Lord God, who wept over Jerusalem and who called out to them and said, how often I would have gathered you together as a hen gathers his chicks, but you would not. Father, I pray that you would raise up shepherds and fishers of men in this place. Shepherds. We pray for the spirit of the shepherd. The spirit of the shepherd. The spirit of the compassionate shepherd of Israel to be imparted. That we would shepherd those people who are lost and harassed. So lost are the people today. So lost. Some people only find their friendship on their phones. There is such a lack today of intimacy, of normalcy. We have what the world needs. Do you understand? You have silver and gold that you have purchased without money and without price. And the Lord wants you to begin to give it away, because it is more blessed to give than to receive. Holy God. Holy God, I just pray for the spirit of generosity. The spirit of generosity here in this congregation. That we would give away what we have. Lord God, knowing that you're going to take care of us. Not holding on to this life, but giving it away. Lord God, your word says, he who waters will himself be watered. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. I ask that every one of your precious sons and daughters in this place enter in to the place of bounty, of abundance, of giving away eternal life. Oh God, giving away your word. Lord God, that is what we are called to do. Oh God, let us not just get on the boat to avoid the floods, but let us bring our neighbors, let us bring those in this city onto the ark, Lord God, so that we together will escape what is coming upon the world. And Lord, may it be when we read the news, when we see the darkness getting darker, that we will lift up our heads and we will know our redemption is drawing closer and closer, because salvation is nearer to us now than we first believed. Father, I pray for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the leadership of Yeshua, the commander of the Lord's army. Raise up intercessors, warriors in this place that will take action, Lord God, and take authority over the principalities and powers of darkness that are over this city. In the name of Yeshua. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come. Oh, Yeshua, I pray that no one leaves here the same. I pray that no one leaves here the same. Tomorrow at 2:30, we're coming to strategize, to make plans. Because this is a community of faith. It is not a meeting. This is not a meeting. We are coming together as a community to hear words from heaven, from our Lord and our King, who is alive. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. Do you understand it? He is alive. Yeshua has risen from the dead. He's not going to die again. He's alive. He is alive. He is alive. Holy God, I just feel that if you are sick right now, put your hand on the part of your body, wherever it is. There is healing virtue in this place right now. There is healing virtue. Lord God, I ask you to confirm this word of yours by healing and taking away pain in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes, heal backs. Lord God, heal eyes. All depression. All depression must go. All depression must go in the name of Yeshua. All worry and fear must go in the name of Yeshua. He is the God of abundance, not the God of lack. The only reason why we lack is we are not trusting in who He is. And we're not realizing He is alive. Holy God. Holy God, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Seal your word. Strengthen your saints. You realize you are the saints of the Most High. You are the saints of the Most High. You are seated with Him in heavenly places. You are much more than who you think you are. Enter into His presence. Carry His presence. Bring His presence wherever you go. Go from glory to glory. Fill us with your glory, Abba. Fill us with the glory of God. When Yeshua died, the curtain was ripped in half. We can enter into the most holy place by His blood. How could we not take advantage of that? To go in to His presence and be cleansed and receive power to change this world. Lord God, I ask you to create a fellowship here of those who put their hands together to the plow to reap this end time harvest. Lord God, and to prepare the way of the Lord so that when you come, there will be fruit in the name of Jesus. Holy God. You know, we're going to end not this, but the, you know, you'll go home, but you got to take what you have with you. This doesn't end. You know, the disciples, they didn't just have meetings and then go home to their lives. No, He was their life. He is our life. Do you get what I'm saying? Father, we ask you to deliver us from religion in the name of Yeshua. Deliver us from all man-made religion. Pray that we will no longer even call ourselves believers, but disciples. Disciples. Those who are called to follow fast after the kingdom of God. Follow fast after the Messiah. Because where He is, so are we. As He is, so are we. Continue. tomorrow. Young people, what's a young person? Under 30, show up. Show up tonight. Under 70 is young too, but see you tomorrow.